You're listening to KDRT 95.7. This is KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Welcome to Cowboy Tracks. I'm Nancy, bringing you Western music and cowboy poetry. Cowboy Tracks is on live every Friday at 1 o'clock for 1 hour. And you can listen to archives of the show as well on Facebook or at the KDRT.org website. And you can subscribe via iTunes. Today's program is about the Western Heritage Awards of 2019. These annual awards have been given out since 1961 to honor individuals who add creative works about the American West. The prestigious awards are hosted by the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City, and it's a black tie event. It's got celebrity hosts, and the winners win a bronze Wrangler statue. You can see a picture of that in the Cowboy Tracks show notes later on today. The most recent awards, Heritage Awards, were just given out last weekend. And so on today's Cowboy Tracks, we'll recognize, through music and poetry, the newest inductees into the Hall of Great Western Performer and Hall of Great Westerners. We're going to open the show today with the outstanding original Western composition. It's an orchestral work. It's the 2019 Frontier Symphony by Jeff Lippincott. And it is a tribute to all who traveled across the plains on the wagon trail to Oregon and California. I'm going to play a movement from the symphony called Westward. It's the second movement. And Lippincott says that it starts with the fanfare of excitement and energy that the pioneers were feeling as they started off on their long trail west. Then the melody settles into what only days later became a plodding and tiresome trek. And then the movement finishes with the same heroic melody that would give the pioneers the energy to continue on.
Thank you.
Wasn't that a rousing way to start the show today? Makes you feel like you're really pulling for those pioneers to make it to California and Oregon. Next up, we're going to hear the traditional Western album. This was by Sid Masters. It's called Sunset on the Rio Grande Revisited. It's an album that Sid and his swing riders put out some years ago and have reissued and added 5 new songs. He did this in commemoration of his 3,000th live performance. Here's the title song, Sunset on the Rio Grande.
With our sweethearts on our minds and the full moon just behind, as we trail the sandy land, sunset on the Rio Grande, blue mountains just ahead, and the doggies down for bed. We sing where the cottonwood stand, sunset on the Rio Grande. Ho up, ho up, little doggie,
won't you
lay up, lay up, little doggie, lay still. So the sweethearts on our mind may wish on a star tonight, as we trail the sandy land, sunset on the Rio Grande. Ho up, ho up, little on our mind may wish on a star tonight, as we trail the sandy land, sunset on the Rio Grande, as we trail the sandy land, sunset on the Rio
Sid Masters. The New Horizon Award is given to an artist in the first 5 years of their career, one who shows significant creativity and great talent. This year's award recipient is Deanna McCall for her I'll Ride Through It CD, which was produced by Randy Houston and Jim Jones. Here's the title poem, I'll Ride Through It.
I seek the broad chest, sweet breath and gentle eye, strong neck where my head rests, on the horse's strength I rely, I'll ride through it. When cold makes my bones ache, but there's work to be done, for those cows and calves' sake, I'll finish what I've begun, I'll ride through it. Struggling to understand life's peaks and falls, my soul seeks the rangeland. I answer her siren call. I'll ride through it. When dreams fill me with pain of loved ones now gone, tears fall like a soft rain in the early light of dawn. I'll ride through it. When dust sticks to my sweat, heat bouncing off the ground, horse's shoulders dripping wet, and no breeze to be found, I'll ride through it. When my life's fading away, I'm about to be set free, I hope on that last day, in the saddle, I'll still be, and I'll ride through it.
The Chester A. Reynolds Award is named after the founder of the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. The award goes to a living person who has made outstanding contributions toward perpetuating the American West heritage. This year's award went to Dave Stamey. When accepting his award, Dave said that the rural American West is the most underrepresented, and I am proud to tell those stories. In honor of Dave's win, I'd like to play his song called The Vaquero Song, which Western Horseman magazine named as one of the greatest Western songs of all time.
My name is Juan Medina, a vaquero once was I. Now I live in the air above the pepper trees. And where are all the cattle that belong to Captain Dana? They are blown away like ashes in the California breeze. And once I rode the foothills and I swung the long riata. I worked the hide and tallow trade in a land I loved. I rode in wooden stirrups and the dust raised by my ponies was smoke from my altar offered up to God above. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. And mingle with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. In the canyon and Barranca and the willows by the creek bank, I chased the wild cattle through the live oak trees. Across valley ridge and mesa and the hills baked oh so yellow, my ponies sleek and dancing were all a man would need. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. And mingled with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. In the fog of early morning, or the misty haze of twilight, beyond the sagging ruin of these adobe walls, you may see me in the dust that shimmers in the half-light, or hear me in the whisper of the grass so green and tall. Todavía estoy aquí, I am still here. Todavía estoy aquí, my soul is dancing in the moonlight. Oh, mingle with each grain of sand in the land that is my birthright. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. I am still here, todavía estoy aquí. Thank you. My name is Juan Medina, of a Carol once was I. Now I live in the air above the pepper trees.
Wow, love that song. I saw Dave in concert just a few weeks ago up here in Northern California. Incredible. And he's just amazing and a well-deserved award. And congratulations to Dave. Now, the newest inductee into the Hall of Great Western Performers is Howard Keel. Howard appeared in many Western movies, such as when he played Wild Bill Hickok in the Calamity Jane musical. He was in Annie Get Your Gun, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and many more. He's known for his beautiful baritone voice. Howard performed for 6 decades and was in over 30 films. Here's Howard with a medley from the musical Oklahoma.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by, but a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful so bright.
sit alone and talk and watch our hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, oh, hiya, hiya, we hey, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
That was Howard Keel with an Oklahoma medley. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. KDRT is your community radio station where the grassroots grow. Whether you have comments about current programming, want training to produce your own show, are interested in joining our volunteer support team, or want more information on underwriting and donations, just send us an email to info@kdirt.org with your ideas, concerns, interests, and contact information. Thanks so much for keeping in touch with KDirt, where the grassroots grow. While we're talking about KDirt, there is a show called Davisville. It showcases important issues, people, and events involving the very wonderful and diverse community right here in Davis, California. Join longtime journalist and interviewer Bill Buchanan in conversation on Monday afternoons from 5 to 5:30 on KDRT. And for replay times, you can visit the webpage kdrt.org and click the Schedule tab. And while we're on the subject of Davis and wonderful things happening in Davis, there is a Davis Farmers Market that was founded in 1976. It has grown from three farmers selling produce from boxes on the ground to a thriving market that typically attracts 7,000 shoppers on a Saturday morning. The Saturday market takes place year-round from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Wednesday market runs afternoons during fall and winter, and during warm weather months, the Wednesday market transforms into a big grand picnic in the park featuring live music, an expanded selection of artisans and food vendors, and kids' activities. For more information, visit davisfarmersmarket.org. The Lifetime Achievement Award was just made by the Western, as part of the Western Heritage Award ceremony, and it went to Michael Martin Murphy. In 1990, Michael Martin Murphy put out the first cowboy music album that went gold since Marty Robbins' Gunfighters and Other Ballads in 1959. Michael is largely credited with saving cowboy and Western music. In accepting his award, he said that he had early on had trouble getting his album produced. Record people told him a cowboy album would never sell, but he found a way to do it, and it became the biggest seller. Since then, Michael has done six more cowboy albums, and he says there will be 30 more. There's just so much good music. He says that cowboy songs are songs that come from the heart, not the chart. Today, I'd like to play a song called Close to the Land from his 2009 cowboy album, Lone Cowboy.
Oh, no. Way before the sun comes up, already on his second cup, he's looking out across the open sky. As streaks of orange, pink, and gray wash over rows of new mown hay, the rangeland fills a cowboy's heart with pride. He rises slowly from his chair, his back is stiff, grays in his hair. He spent a lot of long days in the sun. He ain't one much to complain. He saddles up, takes the reins, and rides hard till his working day is done. You can see it in the eyes of every woman and man who spent their whole lives living close to the land. There's a love for the country and a pride in the brand in America's heartland, living close to the land. In America's heartland, they're close to the land. When the sun is high overhead, she's been 8 hours out of bed. She's still got a lot of work to do, pulling weeds and patching jeans and keeping faith when times are lean. She does a man's work and a woman's too. She'll run a tractor, water stock, fix the truck, then feed her flock. But somehow she gets roses from the ground. She ain't got a thing to prove. She simply does what she must do from early morning till the sun goes down. You can see it in the eyes of every woman and man who spent their whole lives living close to the land. There's a love for the country and a pride in the brand in America's heartland, living close to the land. America's heartland, close to the land. There's something that the people know who make things live and make things grow deeper than the words of any sage. That unless you've touched this earth, planted seeds or given birth, the human heart can never come of age. You can see it in the eyes of every woman and man who spent their whole lives living close to the land. There's a love for this country and a pride in the brand in America's heartland, living close to the land. In America's heartland, close to the land. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Tis a gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, it will be in the valley of love and delight. And when true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we won't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right.
Hey, thank you.
It's Michael Martin Murphy. Another inductee to the Hall of Great Westerners was George McJunkin. George was an African-American cowboy born to slaves. After the Civil War, he worked as a cowboy and he became a ranch foreman. He learned to read and write and play the fiddle and guitar, and he also became an archaeologist. he discovered a place in Folsom, New Mexico, where there were these giant prehistoric bison bones. And by doing that, he proved that North America was inhabited by people thousands of years earlier than the experts thought. There's a song about George called Shoeboy's Son. It's performed by Jack Williams. So let's go ahead and listen to that in honor of George McJunkin.
George McJunkin was Shoeboy's son, born to slavery in 51. Down the arroyo where the flash flood ran, he found some bones and the Folsom man. Apprentice to his blacksmith daddy, saddled with a chocolate hide. George McJunkin was a rebel who taught himself to read and write. When the Yankee soldiers freed him, he left and never said a goodbye. Huffing it hard across Texas, caught a stray mule to ride. As a cowboy, George knew no equal. He was riding up the long cattle drive, roping his way into legend and reading at night 'neath the sky. George settled down in a valley when the echoes of slavery had gone, working as a white man's foreman on the high desert dry Cimarron. George McJunkin was Shoeboy's son, born to slavery in 51. Down the arroyo where the flash flood ran, he found some bones and the Folsom man. George saved the life of a soldier who granted a gift in return. The brass telescope hung proudly with his rope, his books, and his gun. He studied the stars in the heavens and wondered where had the dinosaurs gone. Learned about the flowers and fossils and the light in the mockingbird's song. George made a gift of his learning and passed every bit of it down. He played the guitar and the fiddle and was loved as a friend in the town. George never knew what he found there on the Crowfoot Arroyo that day. In the sand, the point of a hunter whom time had long hidden away. Horses and telescope, books and guns. George McJunkin was Shoeboy's son. Sing. And here is a tale to be told about a true drunken cowboy, a hero of pure black and gold. In 1922 he lay dying among friends in the Folsom Hotel. They read from his books till their parting. He took to his freedom so well. George McJunkin was Shoeboy's son, born to slavery in 51. Down the Arroyo where the flash flood ran, he found some bones and the Folsom man. George McJunkin was Shoeboy's son.
Another inductee into the Hall of Great Westerners was Clark McIntyre. He was a professional steer rider, and he was the youngest to win the Pendleton Rodeo. He took his earnings, and he bought 40 acres in Oklahoma, where he was born, and he continued over the years to put his earnings into land and improving on the land. Now there are more than 8,000 acres where he, his wife, and his children were raised. Although Clark died in 2014, his wife and his children, including Reba McIntyre, were on hand to accept the award for him. So to recognize Clark's award, I'd like to play this Western Swing song by Reba from a new album of hers. This is called Know You in Oklahoma.
For me, my foolish heart had love to burn. You took it for a ride down a long road of twists and turns, heartaches, hurt, and lies. You put the T for tears in Texas, S for sad in St. Louis. Our reckless travels led us to the state of misery. I cried clear across Carolina, that's somebody in Tennessee. There's no you in Oklahoma, and that's okay. Timbuktu, somewhere down round Tupelo, my daddy's words rang true. I called it quits in T-Town, I finally had my say. Adios, see you around, I'm gone, you go your way. You put the T for tears in Texas, S for sad in St. Louis. Our reckless travels led us to the state of misery. I cried clear across Carolina, that's somebody in Tennessee. Thank you.
The Theatrical Motion Picture Award went to The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. This Coen Brothers novel, movie, is an anthology that takes place after the Civil War and during the settling of the West. The song I'm going to play for you is from the movie, and it won an Academy Award for Best Original Song. It's called When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings, and it's performed by Willie Watson and Tim Blake.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's a faster gun coming over yonder when tomorrow comes. Let me tell you, buddy, and it won't be long till you find yourself singing your last cowboy song.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends. Yippee-ki-yay, and the campfire dims. Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings. When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
When they wrap my body in the baling sheet,
and they take my 6 hours, pull the boots from my feet.
Unsaddle my pony, she'll be itching to roam. I'll be halfway to heaven under horsepower of my own.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends. Yippee-ki-yay, and the campfire dims. Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings. When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
Yippee-ki-yay,
I'm glory bound.
No more jingle jangle,
I lay my guns down.
Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings. When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings. When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings. The next award from the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum went to the Outstanding Western Lifestyle Program called Red Steagle is West of Wall Street. Now, I don't have a recording of the great poem that opens the show. It's a show that plays on the RFD channel. But instead, I will play this Red Steagle poem called Western Wagons.
They went with axe and rifle when the trail was still to blaze. They went with wife and children in the prairie schooner days. With banjo and with frying pan, Susanna, don't you cry, for I'm off to California to get rich out there or die. We've broken land and cleared it, but we're tired of where we are. They say that while Nebraska is a better place by far, and is gold in far Wyoming, there's black earth in Iowa. So pack up the kids and blankets, for we're moving out today. The cowards never started, and the weak died on the road. And all across the continent, the endless campfires glowed. We'd taken land and settled, but a traveler passed by. So we're going west tomorrow. Lordy, never ask us why. We're going west tomorrow, where the promises can't fail. O'er the hills in legions, boys, and crowd the dusty trail. We shall starve and freeze and suffer. We shall die and tame the lands. But we're going west tomorrow, with our fortune in our hands.
The Best Documentary Award went to the documentary called The Omaha Speaking. It was by Bridget Timmerman. Omaha is the Siouan language family, in the Siouan language family, and it's the language spoken by the native Omaha people of Nebraska and the Ponca of Oklahoma. The documentary tells the stories of its last fluent speaking elders and their efforts to keep the language alive. Congratulations on the award for this documentary, and also congratulations to the literary award winners, Alma Katsu for The Hunger, Andrew Gulliford for The Woolly West, The Knapps for Living Beneath the Colorado Peaks, Sandra Dallas for Hardscrabble, and Mark Sanders for Landscapes with Horses. The outstanding fictional drama was an episode of Yellowstone. The episode was called A Monster is Among Us. And Yellowstone is a drama series about a ranching family in Montana that stars Kevin Costner. This song I'm going to play is called Wolves, and it's performed by Ryan Bingham, and it was part of this winning episode.
How the moon will cry, sleep the sun away. I was just a child, I knew I was afraid. There was nothing to gain, I found the running the other way. I had to stand my ground and keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there will come a day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Would not take no more, had my fill. Stars had faded from my eyes, run from looks that kill. There was no one coming around to save me from the fray. I had to stand my ground to keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Years have gone by, the calling carries on. Scars above my eye, tender to the bone. No, I've settled down, I hear the children say, you have to stand your ground and keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come the day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come the day kept the wolves at bay.
I have a K-Dirt alert for you. K-Dirt, Davis Media Access, the Davis Musical Festival, Soar Optimus International, Sudvirk Brewing, and the Phoenix Coalition celebrate the big day of giving. There will be a big day at the Dock, a community event focused on fun and philanthropy. The event showcases local nonprofits along with live music from the bands Red Dirt Ruckus and Me and You. K-Dirt broadcasts will be live starting at 6 p.m. This is all happening Thursday, May 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sudvirk Dock on 2nd Street east of L Street. For more details, visit davismedia.org. The final award of the night of the Western Heritage Awards was when Kevin Costner was inducted into the Hall of Great Western Performers. Kevin has contributed immensely to Western culture as an actor and director of films and shows such as Dances with Wolves, Open Range, Silverado, Yellowstone, Wyatt Earp, and more. He was on hand to accept the award, and in his speech he said he was raised as a city boy but first became interested in Westerns when, as a kid, he would watch them on TV with his father. Well, congratulations to Kevin. We're going to close out today's show with a song from Dances with Wolves. This is Journey to Fort Sedgwick. I want to thank you for being here today. I hope you've enjoyed our review of the Western Heritage Awards and that you will be back next week. Until then, happy trails to you.